America's attempts to reckon with its complicated history of racial injustice has caused some to re-examine legacies of some of our most honored historical figures. McLean County Museum of History Interim Executive Director Greg Coos tells Eric Stock even Abraham Lincoln had a flawed view of race before he became that great emancipator.
I like to look at Lincoln as someone who had the ability to learn throughout his entire life as a person, who never really closed his mind to new ideas and to new understandings of what it means to be a human being. In Bloomington, he wrote a letter in 1842 to Mary Speed, and while he was doing his case here, and his letter to Mary Speed, he talks about watching a slave coffee, which is the chain slaves, and commenting that to Mary Speed, "Well, I remember seeing that in Louisville, Kentucky, and it didn't strike me that these people were particularly unhappy." That's who Lincoln was in 1842. In 1859, when he writes his autobiography, he describes himself, gives a physical description, 6'4", dark coarse hair, and then he ends it by saying, "and no other brands or marks recollected." Now, when he used that phrase, he was consciously, in my opinion, he was consciously using the same language that was being used to describe runaway or escaped slaves. And he was, by making that comment, embodying the body of a slave.
So what do you think changed Lincoln's heart over time?
I think what changed his heart was reflective reading, which has a powerful impact on people. He was particularly looking at the works of the Unitarian abolitionist Theodore Parker. The power to read and the power of ideas is immense for those who are open to them.
Is there anything at the museum that people might look at differently now through the lens of the racial injustices that we are now talking about because of George Floyd and other instances in recent weeks and months?
The Museum of History, a few months before COVID-19 shut us all down, because the museum is now closed to the public, Museum of History opened new exhibits, and the last exhibit we opened was called A Community in Conflict. And in that, we took about a third of the exhibit, perhaps a little more, deals with issues of racial injustice. And we look at the story of racial injustice in McLean County, starting from the very earliest days when people in McLean County were confronted about what side they were on when it comes to the self-emancipated African-American. That's what I call the runaway slave, the self-emancipated.
How should we reconcile how leaders from our past, like Abraham Lincoln and former Governor Joseph Pfeiffer of Bloomington, who had indicated in the 19th century that African Americans at that time were not equal to whites, even as Lincoln fought for their freedom? That looks much different to us today.
Well, I think that we need to recognize the full scale of the period in which people lived. And as we learn about Lincoln's racism, and as we learn about Governor Pfeiffer's quoting Lincoln's racism, perhaps with some glee, that gives us context to understand those periods of time. It's important for us to recognize that that's a legacy. This stuff is bred in the bone.
So what should historians take away from this moment in time now?
Confronting racism, talking about racism, understanding racism, these are all incredibly important issues. And so having deep and discussions, deep argumentation about the future of statuary, it's an important part of our current process.
That was McLean County Museum of History Interim Director Greg Coos with Eric Stock. Coos notes former Senator John McLean, the man for whom McLean County is named, became Illinois' first U.S. Senator because he was pro-slavery. Coos says it's up to elected leaders to determine whether statues of certain historical figures should be removed, such as those of Christopher Columbus, but he says Confederate monuments don't belong in any public space.